The next person is improviser with Bent Theater and a career counselor at the McIntyre School of Commerce. Put your hands together for Aaron Gilley.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Can you hear me? All right, great. So family as a preference is not that important to me. Not to sound like someone who might live in the neighborhood around here, but like all the world's my family kind of thing. Like that's how I see it. Like my family of origin does not hold such a strong a relationship to me as a lot of people. We get along great and we have a lot of fun together and we like each other and we do anything for each other. But in terms of the interdependence, like, you know, you do things as a family or these are the family norms, nada. That does not exist. I'm okay with it. And so being married to someone whose family is like this, like if I could hold my hands tighter, I would. Like if we could all hug together, that's what their family system is like. And so it's almost diametrically opposed how, you know, we're very, you know, loosely connected and they're very tight-knit. And so the academician or the academic in me likes to analyze things, especially as a therapist background. I like to analyze things and analyze systems. And I came to the conclusion that no matter how you view your connection to your family, seemingly you do learn from them. Your family of origin or your backgrounds, you do learn from it, either by osmosis or by what people tell you, oh, your family did this. So you can't really escape family influence to a certain degree, even if it's not something that you're as connected to. So that being said, that's where I've been in my head as I've thought about this concept of family, you know. And so I thought to myself, what's something for my family? If I was to do some sort of sociological study, if someone like Jane Goodall or someone was to watch my family, at what point would she have found a snippet of my family to really get an overlay of what the family was really like? You know, where's that one sort of a random sampling, or not so random sampling, as it were, where you would see what the Gilley family was really like? Like the values that they would have instilled, the stories that they would have told, and how they formed people around them. And so also another story taking place in 1992, much like the story 20 years ago, my family decided to take an impromptu trip to Kansas. I grew up in East Tennessee, and at that point I was 9 years old, and as a nine-year-old, even if you have like jet-setter parents, just a random trip 900 miles away isn't something that's very common, I would imagine. And they decided to take a trip to Kansas. They said, oh, tomorrow, pack your clothes, clear your calendar, we're driving to Kansas. Okay. And I thought to myself, this would be a great idea for a story because it starts to contain the snippets of the things that I would say, this is what I got from my family 20 years later. The idea that you would take an impromptu trip to Kansas is something that my parents would do, not necessarily because it's spontaneous, that which is sort of the more maybe positive, if you're looking at the connotation of this, you know, spontaneous is a nice positive word. The flip side of that is it's just last minute. There's spontaneity, then there's, oh yeah, we forgot to tell you this. That was more of that kind. This theme is something my family's known for. Things that I've learned at the last minute from my mother. Your cousin's getting married tomorrow. Okay? Your cousin's getting divorced. Your cat, I hope you're having a good time in college. Your cat died. Also, your grandma has cancer. Your father lost his job, or your father's going to lose his job, so he's going to retire early. Some seemingly jovial things, some very tragic. Things that come about last minute, told to you when you're thinking, this could have come to my attention yesterday. The theme of my family's communication style. And so we decided to go to Kansas. Actually, my uncle lived there, so it wasn't completely random. It's not like they threw a dart at a map or spun the atlas around and picked somewhere. And so we decided to fit the five of us, my parents, myself, my younger sibling, and my grandmother, and my parents' tiny Cavalier, forced uncomfort, another family trait that my family was very good at. And we made the trip to Kansas. From Johnson City, Tennessee, to Olathe, Kansas, is 13 and a half hours, give or take, according to Google Maps. We turned that trip, which you could conceivably do in a day. I'm sure a lot of you have probably driven more than 12 hours in one day. It's not inhuman. But we decided to turn that into a two-day trip, and which is actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed that. We stopped in the most arcane, like just crazy places. From Johnson City to Nashville is about 5 hours. We stopped like a dozen times in the most random places. From Nashville to the next stop, Paducah, Kentucky, 3-hour drive took us like 6 hours. We stopped at a place called Redneck Land. It's actually called Redneck Land, which sounds like a pejorative thing you would say if you're driving through there, like, oh, fuck, this is Redneck Land. That was the name of the actual place. It was the given name for this location. And we had great times there. And even just, and I was nine, just having a good time with my family doing this. Then getting, into Mount Vernon, Illinois, the next big stop, then to St. Louis, then to Kansas. Finally, in about 2.5 days, we made it there. And once we got there, we had no agenda. Sort of lesson just two or three we're on is that it's really more, and this sounds so cliche, and I'm sorry, but it really is more about the journey than the destination, which I know is probably in a dozen songs, several dozen Hallmark cards, probably in someone's wedding vows in this room. But it really was that part. And that's something really beautiful that my parents did teach us, is that, if you have places to go, enjoy your time getting there. Which really is a beautiful thing. It's fun to explore the world. Stop at places like Redneck Land. Don't just worry about getting to your destination. Which is very enjoyable. On the way back from Kansas, we took an alternate, even more alternate route. If you'd believe that there was a more alternate route than the way we went, instead of going back the way we came, let's drive south from Kansas into where we went through was through Missouri and into Arkansas. Going through the Ozarks, going to Ozark Land, which is an actual place, not too unsimilar or different than Redneck Land or Hillbilly Land or wherever we went earlier. Ozark Land was very fun. And we were just left to our own devices. Our parents gave my brother and I a sense of trust that we have got you here. Yeah, you're here. We trust that you will make the right decisions, that you will use your faculties, use what's been given to you, and enjoy yourselves. And as I roll towards 30 in a few months, I see that's something I've still been able to do. Then maybe some of these latent messages from my family were purposeful. They weren't just random happenings. They were things that came about because they wanted us to have this ability to be independent. So now that I stand here at going on 30, I think of this interdependence as the least important value I have as a person. It's like, is this some sort of weird, maybe not ironic, but odd value that my family gave to me, that they loved us so much, that they cared about us so much, that the most important thing they could do for us was to teach us not to need them, not to be too deep or philosophical. But at this point in my life now, I think, wow, my mom and dad are pretty smart. And I appreciate them giving these values and these lessons. And it was kind of cool to think about how, wow, what sort of a seemingly random trip kind of contained all these things that my parents were hoping to do. They could have told us these things verbally over the course of our lifetime, over our adolescence, by a direct message. But some chance that they all decided to do it in one trip to Kansas was really fun, and I hope that my kids one day can do the same. Thank you.
Aaron Gill, everybody. Woo.